Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
All right, let's get to our good friend, No Filter Network, Eric Burns, Burnsy.
What's up, man?
I doubt he's still in Texas. Are you, Burnsy?
I am no longer in Texas. I'm actually in Oregon, so I went straight from the Texas title, in which
you guys won it.
Everybody, we took it down.
Wow! There you go,
attaboy.
Tally, get it done.
How about that?
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. We had to win 7 straight games, and it was a 24-team tournament. The last 4 teams we played were legit top-end majors teams. At one point, we might have fallen behind in all of them, but the resilience of this crew, it's a joy to watch them play. When you watch kids that young play baseball the right way, and it's not that these kids are that much more gifted or even more gifted than the other teams. I'd actually make the argument they're not, because it's we're really undersized, but we fight for inches. We do all the little things.
Who are you, better. Al Pacino? Any given Sunday?
No, it is the absolute truth. I'm not kidding you, Tommy. Watch a team, and then I don't care if you're watching a little league game, a travel ball game, a high school game, a college game, a big league game. Watch the teams that run the bases well. That's fighting for inches. Every lead, every secondary, every little thing, the movement of the feet, the movement on defense, having an idea, being in the game. Those are and look, this, I mean, I think a great testament to the way these kids have been coached by the other coaches with LTP, Ryan, Donna, Aaron. They've all done a fantastic job with these kids, and they play the game the right way. And it actually has given me a lot of faith, in the sense that when you're able to do the little things correctly, and I also, the other part about it is we don't overcoach. It's like these kids get on base, we don't have a steal sign. It's get a lead, get a jump, go. We don't have a take sign, but know the situation. If you're leading off the inning and the guy throws 3 balls, he's not in close, it's probably not the best time to swing 3-0. And so in the process of that, you're teaching the game of baseball and you're giving them the freedom. And to see the rewards the reward has been and always will be the process. But to have the success and to see it translate onto the field against these top end teams, where I mean we're facing dudes that are like 6'1" now, throwing 75.
Wow, like,
it's laughable. But they battle and they're not intimidated. There's an element of obviously the TB cheddar cheese that not only I've thrown at my kid since he was, you know, 2-3 years old, and I'm pumping in there as hard as I can, but I now fire at these other kids. So when they see 75 to 80 miles per hour coming from a tennis ball from 40 feet, you see a kid throwing 70 from 50, it's like, oh, it's not that bad. And it's just been a fun experiment overall. I know you probably didn't want to, you know, spend too much time on youth baseball here, but
Burnsy, when I ask you a question, I always expect 8 minutes coming. So trust me, I know. I've been around you enough. I know what's coming. So when I asked you, I knew what I was going to get. I'm glad that's what I got, because you're talking about how guys play. And I think youth sports is, I think we've kind of forgotten about those inches. And that's like fundamental stuff that you watch in basketball. And I think in every sport now, it kind of falls by the wayside, because it's really not all that sexy, and you think about the big picture stuff. But I tell people when Steve took over for the Warriors, one of the first things he did was just, you know, bounce passes, chest passes, just stupid stuff that you would think everybody does. But he did it for, these are like NBA players working on the simplest of things. But people miss that step. They do. A lot of athletes miss that step, and you need that step to. They're like building blocks. You got to be able to build off those. But if you skip a couple blocks, then you start building up. Then what happens? Falls down. People never see that.
It goes by the wayside.
Yep.
And that's what happens. Like, people get comfortable. And I could really see it, because when we have other kids come in and play for us, they haven't learned that. They haven't learned to fight for the inches. They haven't learned all the little things. They're scared to make a decision on their own. Now, it's a process, and I'm not blaming the kids, and I'm not even blaming their coaches. That's the stuff that we focus on, and those are all the little details that end up, you know, creating a winning team. So that said, we went straight from Grayford, Texas, to Government Camp, Oregon, out by Mount Hood. So it's straight from baseball to now I got all three kids in ski camp right now. It's skiing on the glacier out here in the great state of Oregon.
Of course,
yeah.
Of course you do.
Well, biathlon or something, yeah.
We can mix that in.
Yeah, some skating and shooting, right? Talking to Eric Burns on the UMA guest line. Hey, I wanted to ask you, because I threw this earlier at Tom. We were talking, or I mentioned earlier, the Yankees. Their start through 69 games is insane. I just want to get your thoughts on this. They're on pace right now for 120 wins. Now, obviously, the record 2001 Mariners, 116. I don't know if the Yankees are going to get to 120. They're the oldest team in baseball. And when you get to the back end of the season, you start taking some days off and giving some guys a few breathers and stuff. But tell me about the hot start versus the hot finish. Like, we saw the Giants do this in, what year was that, 2016, best team in the National League, and then kind of fell apart, still got into the playoffs in the second half. But you were on some teams that started really hot and then obviously didn't get to 116. But tell me about the dynamic in the back end of the season.
Well, first and foremost, this team's not going anywhere. They are good. And the reason why they've been good is because their starting pitching has a collective ERA of under 3. Right now, they have arguably the best offensive player in baseball in Aaron Judge. Now, I say arguably because they're actually going up and losing right now to the Houston Astros, where you have a guy over there by the name of Yordan Alvarez,
yep,
who is he might be the best hitter in baseball. Like, he is that good. You stack his numbers up to Judge's right now, and with the exception of home runs, I'm pretty sure Alvarez leads in every other category: OPS plus, OPS, batting average, runs per innings. Like, it's insane when you look at this guy's numbers. And the Astros just got an absolute steal. You'd like to think, so long as this dude stays healthy, signing him to a long-term contract. And it the American League, and I don't mean to totally divert this entire question out, but the American League MVP race this season might be the best one we've seen in a long time, because then you add in the fact that Shohei Ohtani is doing what he's doing, the 2-homer, 8-RBI performance backed up with the 13 strikeouts. Now he's looking exactly like, you know, the MVP that he was last season. So this is, I think it's a fun time of baseball. And you have the Yankees are dominant. Whether or not you like the Yankees, baseball's better when the Yankees are good and they become that evil empire that everybody hates. And then on the other side, you have the Dodgers and the Giants, and who are both good baseball teams and both relevant. And you're going to watch the two of them go back and forth. And then you mix in this third party, that's the San Diego Padres. But we don't even have to leave the American League East or the NL West. And I mean, literally, we could wipe out all the other divisions and just watch these two races unfold and the storylines that go with it. And I think this is, it's a good time to be a baseball fan. It truly is. And not to mention the fact they're retiring Will Clark's number on July 30th,
right,
which has been a long-awaited moment in the Bay Area that Tommy's been championing for years.
However many years I've been championing it, it's been about 20 less than you have been championing it. You were the first one that was on this. So it was just like, come on. I think when Dan Ugla wore 22, that's when Burnsy just said, okay, that's enough.
I've had enough of this.
What are we doing out here?
Come on, man.
We got Dan Ugla wearing his number. But no, you were the first one I remember being on this. I didn't really think that much about it. But once you brought it up to me, I was like, hey, you know, you're right. This whole Hall of Fame crap, just like he's a member of the Giants, and that's what we remember him as, and that's where he had his best years. And yeah, I mean, it's long overdue, Burnsy, because he's a guy, and we've talked about this before. Here in the Bay Area, there's Joe Montana, there's Steph Curry now. You could put Barry in there, but Barry's almost in a different category, almost like by himself. Buster, Lincecum, Jerry, Ronnie, Steve. There are guys in there, but Will's in that list. There is no doubt he's in that group of like beloved athletes in the Bay Area. And for some reason, I don't know what happened, Burnsy, but you didn't forget, but a lot of people forgot. They're like, hey, wait a minute. We should be remembering this guy and honoring this guy because he was incredible. Yeah, absolutely incredible.
Yeah, what happened was he fell off the ballot, the Hall of Fame ballot in the first year. And it was mind-boggling to think that happened. And then, you know, here we were just a couple years ago when they let in, I think it was Harold Baines.
Yep.
I'm not saying that Harold Baines isn't a Hall of Famer, but you go ahead and look at the numbers of Harold Baines and you stack them next to Thrills, and you know this is really close. Now Will was on that ballot, and who's to say that he doesn't get elected into the Hall of Fame down the road for that? And we're talking about the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. I don't want to say I don't care about it because I think it'd be a commendable honor for Will, and I think you know he's deserved it. I think there's a certain amount of guys. Don Mattingly is another one that just gets passed over. These guys defined an entire era of baseball, and that was my argument for Will the whole time, is that when you think about the San Francisco Giants from, you know, basically, 86 to 93, like, it was just a no-brainer. I mean, that was the National League MVP race that he had with Kevin Mitchell, and then the NLCS. In everything that went down with the Cubs and the Mark Grace battle back and forth. And he defined an era of baseball there. And quite frankly, he was the dude. Like if you were a kid at that time, and your favorite player wasn't Will Clark, it was maybe Kevin Mitchell, but that was the Boogie Bear as Thrill, and Thrill's got some fantastic stories about Boogie Bear, but I think that needs to be recognized. And the fact that there was 122 after another, after another, after another, and we were looking at this, we were laughing, like, go ahead and look at the list and pull that list up. And it just got to the point, it was like, gosh dang, I'm sick of watching this. Like, it was enough is enough. And, you know, not to mention the fact that he got shafted by the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame, but why does that mean he has to get shafted by the Giants? And I know they have their Wall of Fame and everything else, but he was the caliber of player in which you should be able to retire his jersey. Like, it was what he did in San Francisco, what he meant to the entire Bay Area, I think was deserving of that honor in a way to, you know, show Will, but not only show Will, but a way for all of us, you know, super fans to be able to step back and appreciate that and recognize that. And, you know, ultimately, when you look up at the thing, you see the number 22. It's a story. That's what it is, right? It's the same thing with the Hall of Fame. It's a museum. It's a story. But we get to tell the story about the legend of Will Clark. About, you know, I remember listening on the radio to his first home run. I was on the 101 in my mom's Mercedes station wagon. And she had wagon for WGN4 Kid was the license plate, which was just incredibly embarrassing, at the time for like a 10-year-old kid. And we're rolling down the 101, and I hear the crack of the bat. And like, there's little weird things that stick in my mind. I remember, being there with the walk-off homer against the Astros. I want to say it was like Dave Meads or something that he took deep and hitting the upper tank. All of these, sitting in section 62 in the base sitting against Mitch Williams, all these things that created memories for kids. And really, I mean, that made me a baseball fan. Right? Like, I mean, in the time, because the Niners were dominant, right? They won the World Series the Super Bowl in 80. It was the 81 season, but it was the 82 Super Bowl in Pontiac, Michigan. But then, you know, from there, it was all Niners. But then Will was really the guy that was at the forefront of putting the Giants on the map. And so I think it's awesome that
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Gotcha doing it.
No doubt. Hey, before we go, real quick, we got to run, but I'm going to ask you this question. You mentioned Yordan Alvarez, 201 OPS plus. If he ends up with a 200 or better OPS, since 1962, there's only been two American leaguers that have finished with an OPS plus of over 200. Can you give me one of them?
Oh, man.
Since 62 is the year?
Yep, 62. So we're talking about 60 years. There's only been two guys that have had OPS pluses of more than 200.
Do, do, no, 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 no. Give me some hits.
One is a big fan of Nugenics. And the other one crapped his pants.
Second one's a gimme.
Frank Thomas and George Brett.
Correctly, though. Yes. Oh boy. Yeah.
Was Thomas 94?
We'd be incredible on Password, yeah, Burnsy. Right. crapped his pants, Nugenics. Oh, Frank Thomas, George Brett. Okay, yeah. Ding, ding.
Oh, nice.
There you go. And some more OPS fun for you. That Yordan Alvarez is 201. Frank Thomas is 212. Brett was 203. That career, Babe Ruth had a 255 OPS, which is the best for the American League, best for the National League, 268 Bonds.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Yeah, who says that stuff doesn't work? 268, are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness gracious.
That's insane. That's absolutely insane. I mean, that solidifies my belief that Barry Bonds is the greatest player hitter I ever saw, ever played against. He reminded me of like the high school senior that came back to play Little League.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I would agree with you. I think he's one of the greatest, but, I mean, look, all those OPS pluses are juice-aided, period. So, but he was great. He had a 206 in 93. I mean, he's a great player, no doubt. But those are just, I mean, those numbers are almost, they're comical. And they're too good to be true. And they're too good to be true, well, because they were. He was on juice. That's why they were that good.
But the plus takes into account.
Oh, plus takes into account juice? Is that what the plus stands for?
OPS plus juice.
OPS plus juice.
Plus needles.
268.
Plus the cream in the clear.
Plus, if I'm not mistaken, takes into account ballpark factors and where he is amongst the league.
And juice.
So we're also talking about, yeah, but exactly where the other, where was much of the league or a percentage of the league at that time doing the same thing? And I don't want to say the same thing, and who exactly knows who was doing what, but he's going up against guys in that era. And that's why the OPS plus with the plus actually means something, because it takes into account the ballpark factor, in which AT&T Park or Oracle Park now was so hard to hit home runs. So that's why he gets a huge boost there, because he was still hitting 73 in that ballpark. And then you back that up with the fact of what he was doing amongst his contemporaries. And that's why Babe Ruth, when he was hitting more home runs the entire league, is his OPS is so inflated. But you take that, but then you have Bonds, who was walking and getting on base at like a 50-60% clip, which is just unheard of. So say what you want about the juice and everything else, and he's still like, this was 100% a man among boys.
That I won't argue with you. Yeah. That I will not argue with you. Before I let you go, what's coming up on No Filter?
NoFilter.net, Daily Hustle, every single morning, 8:30 a.m. Tomorrow we got Tony Bruno doing his thing into the night. Will and I, we have our show on Wednesdays. Just did a new podcast, Upper Decker podcast. And then you know what? Hey, if you have a kid, do yourself a favor, and you can thank me later. Go to No Filter Network. Up, I still think maybe even on the carousel, was a show that I did yesterday. It was, I think it's called like the Strong-Minded Ball Player. I did it with this guy, Clint McGill, out of Texas. He has a huge following. And basically we talked all about it's the kids. We had a couple hundred kids on there yesterday and where they were joining, asking questions, but it is literally focused to the parenting a ball player and also teaching young baseball players how to deal with adversity, how to deal with failure, how to react if they're maybe going through a slump, how to react after a tough at bat. It was awesome. We did that yesterday. So go ahead and check that out in the vault of NoFilter.net. And then while you're there, sign up to become a host because, of course, Tommy, we are an open platform.
Yes.
And are accepting applications every day.
Do it. Get it done, Burnsy, as always. A lot of fun. We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
All right, dude.
All right, man. See you, man. Have a good one, Burnsy.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.